You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a rainbow? You're outside after a recent rain, you look up and see a rainbow. Those familiar colors of red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. An easy way to remember them? The first letters of each word to create a name. Roy G. Biv. R-O-Y-G-B-I-V. Rainbows are formed by sunlight passing through small droplets of water in the atmosphere. The droplets act like a prism. Prisms split white light into the different wavelengths of light, making the visible color spectrum of red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Each wavelength of light represents a specific color. Red is the longest wavelength, violet the shortest. So, what's going on with the light and that water droplet? When a ray of light strikes the surface of the water droplet, the surface is shiny and acts like a mirror. Some of the light, not much, bounces off. This is called reflection. However, most of the light doesn't reflect off the surface and instead enters the water droplet. Upon entering the droplet, the light bends, changes direction. This is called refraction. Next, the light strikes the back of the droplet and reflects back at a different angle, going towards the front of the droplet. Upon exiting the front of the droplet, it refracts a second time, bending away at an angle that's different from the angle it entered. The difference in the angle of entry and exit is 40 to 42 degrees. This spread is called dispersion. Reds emerge at 42 degrees and blues and purples at 40 degrees. Visually, red will be on the top of a rainbow, purple on the bottom. Sometimes you'll see a double rainbow. This occurs when there's double reflection inside the water droplet rather than the single internal reflection with one rainbow. The main rainbow, which is brighter, is called a primary rainbow. The second one, which is above the primary rainbow, is fainter, and the colors are reversed with purple on top and red on the bottom. This top, fainter rainbow is called a secondary rainbow. Here's an easy activity to make your own rainbow at home. Place a mirror in a clear glass, then fill the glass with water. In a dark room, shine a flashlight through the water onto the mirror. Reflect the light onto a white sheet of paper and try to produce a thin, faint rainbow. You may have to experiment a bit. Well, we've just learned a little bit about rainbows. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.